no sense.
From the town that brought you Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, and Starbucks, broadcasting from C-Town WA, it's Chris Cochran.
You're going to remember this the rest of your life.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Welcome to another episode of the CarCast. That's me starting a little before the music turns down. Great to have you along today on this episode number 126 for the 30th of March 2006. Great to have you along today as this whole entire show recorded while we drive down the highway in the streets of Seattle. And we've got a special treat for you, several special treats. Don't pull those apart. We got a couple of things going on today. We got two co-hosts today, Rachel Grace in the car, Manny Maggie. Wow, that was some dramatic entrance. And Mikey manning the other headset.
Hello.
Wow. And we got some listener mail to talk about today. We're going to talk about what my morning consisted of and a little sound seeing tour as suggested by our good friend Bob from Normal, Illinois. And Bob sent us some, and we got a couple of pieces of listener feedback, too, that Rachie's going to hold on to. In fact, maybe I'll have her read them, so familiarize yourself with both those. And we'll talk about those in a minute. But right now, we just picked up the kids from school. How was school today?
Good.
Anything exciting happened today?
Oh, I know something that's going on tomorrow.
What?
Pajama day.
Freaking pajama day. Get out of here. What do you do for pajama day?
We bring our pajamas to school. We wear them to school.
Wow. And that's fun?
Yeah.
Don't some kids come with, like, slobber stains in their shirts and stuff?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. So, I'm going to take a turn across this huge lane of traffic. Now, I got to tell you, I'm operating today with an incredible, incredible headache. I'm not sure why. But in a few minutes, I'll tell you about my morning. I'm trying to cross this busy street. It's called Holman, and there's moron cars in front of me going 2 miles an hour. And we're going to go into the McDonald's. Now, this is one of those McDonald's. It's not a standalone McDonald's. Ooh, an old lady almost pulled out in front of me. It's not a standalone McDonald's. It's the kind of McDonald's that's connected to, like, a gas station. Mikey, tell me what your thoughts are about McDonald's.
Unlike most people, I like McDonald's. There's a kid in my class that doesn't like McDonald's.
Yeah? Now, why does your voice sound so funny today?
Because I'm still a little bit sick.
Still a little bit sick. So, anyway, finish what you're going to say about McDonald's. Thanks for coughing into the microphone. All right, we're going to go. We're pulling up here right now into the McDonald's drive-thru. Now, look at the value. Kids, you can each get one value menu item. Okay, do you know what that is? What do you want? A Sunday? If you get Sundays, you gotta wait until we get back to work to eat them. What do you want?
What is the value?
You get a bacon cheeseburger, double cheeseburger, McChicken, small soft drink. McChicken for Rachie and for Mikey?
I'll get a McChicken too.
Pardon me? Okay, I would like a McChicken, please. And what did you want, Mikey?
McChicken, too.
Oh, two of those? I'm sorry. And a small gourmet Seattle's Best coffee. So, two McChickens and a... Pardon me? Two McChickens. Yes, please. Oh, yeah, I need, three creams and two sugars. Yes. Nope, that's it. Okay, $3.60. And the little thing comes on that, they add the cream and sugar to the little items so they know to give you those. So I'm pulling up to the window. This is one of those McDonald's that doesn't have the, you can hold on to those. We'll do that in a minute. It doesn't have one of those two-window deals. It only has, well, it has two windows. They only use one of them. And it's weird because it's a gas station, too. So gas prices here, $2.61 for regular unleaded. Wow, gas prices have shot up. The one by my, oh, yeah, the one by my work, they actually don't have a window. They have a door. They have two windows. And then they come out of a door to hand you your food, which is kind of weird, like a sliding glass door. What was the total? $2.61?
$3.61.
Okay, I got $4 here. Okay, Mikey, so the reason that we're here, by the way, is because our good friend Bob from Normal, Illinois, said that he thinks Seattle's coffee, or McDonald's new coffee, is great. So we'll find out whether or not Bob is an accurate assessor. Now, I told Bob this because he lives in Normal, Illinois. We live here in Seattle, and here they use Seattle's best coffee, which I'm not a huge fan of, gotta be honest. But that doesn't mean that, you know, that he might have a different kind of coffee there, and it could be great there. Now, here's the thing, though, that I don't like about McDonald's coffee right now. Drip coffee, a small drip coffee for $1.49, ripoff. They only do that because all the Starbucks here rape you for their prices, too, so we'll find out. All right, we're pulling up to the window right now and waiting for the people to come and take our money. That familiar McDonald's smell. It smells like old hash browns. You know, it smells just like those old hash browns that they sell here? It's kind of wafting out of the window. What's your favorite thing to eat at McDonald's, Mikey?
Probably the six-piece chicken nuggets.
Now, is this a little bit unnerving? If you look straight ahead, there are 50-gallon drums of some sort of chemical sitting in the McDonald's parking lot. That's weird.
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of weird. And they're not exactly like the super friendliest people here. In fact, they haven't really acknowledged me until now. Now, is that Seattle's best? Is that good coffee? Is it better than the old coffee, or is it the same that you've always had? I thought there was just a big campaign about McDonald's switching over to... Oh, you didn't? Some of them locally have? That's the whole reason I'm here, is to try out the new McGourmet coffee. I guess I'll have to go to a different McDonald's.
Yeah, I don't know which McDonald's did. I heard about it too, but we didn't change it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to try a different one. Probably just the same one, different cup, huh? No. Yes, please. Here comes the cream. Oops. Thanks. All right, now one of the things we... So this lady has actually said to us that she doesn't think... She knew that some of the McDonald's changed their coffees to the gourmet coffee, but they didn't. They've always done Seattle's best. And there's a big-haired lady who looks like she's from Oklahoma in a Cadillac. Oh, she has a square dancing thing on her on her license plate. All right, I'm going to pull over here real quick for a second. And I'm going to fix up my coffee. Now, the coffee upon... This is Seattle's best coffee. And it's got a little sleeve built into the cup. And I'm going to open the lid here. And I'm smelling it. And my first impressions are... What do you think of when you smell that? Papa? Mikey, you smell it. And tell me, what are your first impressions as you smell that? Try not to put the microphone in the coffee as you smell it.
I can't smell anything.
Yeah, because you're sick. Why does it smell like Papa? Because he drinks this coffee? It doesn't smell like Folgers to me. Is there napkins in there? Yeah. I'm going to try it black first. Now, it's a little milder, mellower than I would normally like coffee to be, personally. It doesn't have quite the body of, like, say, a Starbucks coffee or, you know, it's not the same. It's a little bit different. So I'm going one cream. I'm going to go, it's a small cup. I think a 12-ounce cup. So I'm going to go two creams, two sugars. I normally don't drink sugar. I normally drink sweetener, but I forgot about that until she already, like, talked to me. And then she was, like, telling me that we weren't getting the gourmet coffee. So I was a little disappointed in that. And so you know how it works out. And then this is the McDonald's Pure Sugar Made in the USA, Oak Brook, Illinois. And I don't know if the sugar actually came from Oak Brook, Illinois, because, Bob, you living in Normal would know this better than me, but I'm just wondering, I don't think they manufacture, I don't think they, like, have a sugar plantation in Oak Brook, Illinois. And these sugar packets seem a little bit bigger than normal, just like the straws at McDonald's are bigger than most places. The sugar packets are a little bigger. And I'm going to stir it up until it's a nice caramely... Nice caramely color, and I've got the McDonald's Twizzler swizzle stick, a little stir with the McDonald's emblem on it. I'll take a picture of that, and we'll put it in the show notes. Here, hold on to that. And I'm going to put the lid back on it that has the built-in. It's a lid with a built-in like sipper thing. Ooh, how do you work this? Oh, you pull the sipper back. Oh, look at that's a cool little cup design. The lid, and I'll take a picture of this too, is got a little knot on the top, notch on the top of it that all right, I'm pulling back out now that I'm done. There's a mailman taking a break right behind us in the McDonald's parking lot. He's an Asian guy with a little Asian guy mustache too. Yeah, it was kind of a cool little mustache. So anyway, I'm pulling out here now, and it's a little knobby on the lid, and you fold the lid knob back, and it catches on another part of the lid. And it's, like, just kind of hangs out there. So I'm going to take the extra cream and extra sugar, because I asked for how many creams and how many sugars. Anyone remember?
Three. Oh, I know.
Yes?
Three creams and two sugars, yeah.
Three creams, two sugars. Got three creams, three sugars, which is okay. And I'm going to take my first drink. Now, the one thing about this lid I'm not happy about is this big, gigantic hole is going to make for burning of the lip or tongue. If someone had not noticed how big it was, a little more would come out than normal. So here's my first taste of McDonald's, Seattle's best coffee. Now, see, already the hole is too big for my lip, and it burns my lip a little bit. And so far, I'm telling you that I don't taste. In fact, it's not even very good coffee. We around Seattle often joke about Seattle's best coffee because it's not Seattle's best. And you can't eat that over my computer. What are you doing? There's crumbs all over the computer. Blow them all off. Without food in your mouth. Eat the food first. Finish the food up. Swallow it. And then blow all those crumbs off my computer. I just cleaned it. We call it Seattle's worst because nobody here likes it. And I'm not really sure. They're owned by Starbucks, but... It pretty much tastes like butt. Man, you got my computer all dirty. It's all filthy, like right even here. Okay. Hurry up and eat that and switch headphones. I'm tasting the McDonald's. Now, understand that this is not the gourmet coffee that we talked about, that Bob had told us about ahead of time. It's just not the same coffee. I will say, too, that Seattle's best coffee... It's more like Seattle's butt coffee. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go and search. I don't have any more cash on me because we bought items off the dollar menu. So I can't afford to get another. I can't afford it. I just don't have any cash on me to get another coffee. And pretty much this one tastes like butt. Let me taste it one more time, make sure. Anus coffee. And although I like the design of the lid, I like the design of the cup, except for the hole's a little too big. Not impressed by this cup of coffee here. So with that, Rachel's going to go ahead and throw these headphones on, and I'm going to try not to rear-end someone who decided to stop six car lengths back from the rest of the people in that line. And are you in? You on?
Hello?
There? All right. Rachel Grace, go ahead and give us the first bit of... Here, let's go ahead. There you go. Give us the first bit of listener feedback. It's from who? Right here in this...
John Sofield.
John Sofield, okay. From John Sofield, it says this.
Thanks for your input. Like to talk directly to you.
Oh, this is the wrong thing. This is a personal email. Skip John Sofield. I'm sorry. Wrong one. This is the only bit of listener feedback we have today, but it's a long one, so go ahead.
Okay. I don't know who
this is from. This is from...
Doris.
Okay. And Doris is a first-time listener feedback person. So, Doris, I'm going to sip my coffee while Rachel reads your feedback. Read away, my dear.
Okay. I've been listening to your show probably a dozen or so before your 100th show.
So you've been listening for Wow, a dozen before the 100th show means you've been listening for about 35, close to 40 episodes now.
I was introduced to your show about Barry from Barry.
Oh, gotcha.
Who I know through his techno pimp Oto, who's my brother.
Wait. His what? Say that again.
Techno pimp Oto?
Otto.
Otto. Okay. Who is my brother? I think he mentioned something about you're wanted to have a certain amount of subscribers, so I have you on my desktop and my laptop, so there's two subscriptions for you.
Oh, come on. Okay, now, first of all, let's just say this. Barry from Barry, you rock my world. I never dreamed in a million years that Otto the Techno Pimp would actually listen to my show. So if Otto hooked you, introduced you, Otto, thanks. Okay, go ahead.
Anyhow, the reason for my email is that I found myself checking people out and thinking similar comments that you make on your show when you see something odd while I drove through town today. Basically, I thought of you when I saw this woman today that was dressed to match her baby stroller, and you're probably asking how that is possible. Well, I don't know if you've heard of a stroller called Bugaboo. Check out www.bugaboo.us.
All right. I went there, actually, and looked at the Bugaboo stroller. So, in fact, I'll put one of those in the show notes today. We'll have some pictures in the show notes today. I did check out the Bugaboo strollers. I know exactly what you're talking about. Remember when you walked up to me and you're like, what are you looking at? Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
And I was looking at baby strollers, and that was my way of telling you that we're going to have a baby sister. Just kidding, we're not having another baby. That'd be scientifically improbable. Okay.
Check out the site to get an idea of what they look like.
Okay, so they're bigger they're strollers that fold up, first of all, and they're made out of like kind of a canvassy material with round rubber wheels that'll go almost anywhere, almost like one of those jogging strollers. But they're multicolored, like they'll be... Like, go ahead and finish the story, and you'll find out.
Now, the woman who was pushing the stroller was wearing a black overcoat with something, maybe a dress, that was the exact shade of green as the canopy of the stroller.
Okay, so the colors are multicolored. Like, there'll be black on the bottom with a canopy that's another color, like a green color or a blue color. And this lady was wearing a black overcoat and then what?
Something like a dress, sort of.
Right. There's a guy right there with a maroon sweater and long butt rocker maroon hair. It's the same color as his sweater, except for you can see his gray roots showing underneath his maroon hair. That's really weird looking. We need to get some. Look at the guy next to us. Man, we totally need to be taking some pictures. What are we thinking? That's a cool guy right there. In fact, I hope I can get a picture. I hope our light changes up here and I can get a picture of him before we lose him. Oh, yes.
Yes.
I wonder if Mikey can get a picture of him.
Look at that lady.
Which lady are we looking at? Oh, yeah.
The Chinese lady.
So, we can't get a picture of him, but I will get a picture of this lady sitting right next to us eating McDonald's fries. Move the picture. There we go. Anyway, finish your story.
Hey. Who does that and why? If I could have, I would have taken a picture to show you. This is my mini version of your podcast, but you're the only one that will hear it, read it. Keep up the good work, Doris.
Oh, that's a great picture. Look at that. Yeah, this is the lady standing at the bus stop. All right, well, that's Doris. I want to thank you so much. Anytime you send us stuff, we will definitely play it on the show, and we appreciate you guys. Oh, there's the dude. Come on. She pulled forward. Come on. Okay.
Back up, boy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead, Mikey. Take a picture. Hurry, quick. Zoom in on him a little bit. There you go, right there. Take a picture. There we go. Rock and roll superstar right there next to us. We'll get... that's not very good. Here, let's do this real quick. All right. Anyway, that's it for this show. 206-203-2368, the number to call. Of course, you can call and leave a message. Or like Doris, you can just send us some email at chris@thecarcast.com. And, of course, we always want to hear from you, so do that. And we're going to be in search of some more gourmet McDonald's coffee next time on another episode of Ye Old Car Cast. Say goodbye.
Bye.
See ya.
Down the highway, where the sun never shines.
The Carcast. Chris Cochran. Podcasting while I'm driving through the mean streets of Seattle. Don't you be driving like no fool, or he'll be calling you out.
We love your Carcast, we do. We love your Carcast, we do. We love your Carcast, we do. Oh, Carcast, we love you.